Okay, Hilchos Tefillin, Simon Yud, Sif,
Yud
Yud
Gimel,
Gimel, till Yud Tes, right?
through including your test.
Yeah. Okay, so Shir Reichava Ratzuas, the measurement for the width of the Ratzuas of the Tefillin, Ben Shalrosh, Ben Shalyad, whether it's the Shalrosh or whether it's the Shalyad, Lepachas me Oirech Sa'ira, cannot be any less than the length of a barley, which is somewhere between, I don't know exactly what it is, 10 to 11 millimeters. That's what they say. It's very, very small. The sheer arkon and the length. Shorosh miyamin on the rosh, it's from the right and the left, ara tabur, until the stomach. Oy lamala or a little above that. Yesharim deshel tzad yamin tagi ara mila. Some say the right side should go to the mila. Right, v'chein nochin lahachmir lechatchila, and that's the proper thing to be marked lechatchila. V'shel yad, kdei shiyahadka, and that you should tighten it. V'yaseh bo sheva krichas al hazroya, and make seven wrappings on the arm. V'shloish krichas al haetzpa, and three on the finger. V'yachazka, and then tighten it. V'im nisikar, that's the lechatchila length. I mean, you don't have to keep going around and around the hand. You could just cut that off. And if it gets broken, if it gets cut, then you have to ask a shayla, meaning if it gets smaller than that, shorter than that. The ritzuah should be on the black side, on the outside. Meaning you have to make sure that the black is facing up, that you see it. Right, and if you see that the ritzua that's going around the head, the straps going around the head, or the are going around the arm, pitzad halavan lechutz, it has the white side. Yisane or you should fast if that happened. Obviously, not if it happens for a second, but if it happened the entire time, or give be paid your fast, meaning give a day's worth of money to tzedakah. If the tefillin fall without a bag, you should also fast. But if it falls in the bag, ain't it sarach lasanos, you do not have to fast. Just give something to tzedakah. Tesvav, if somebody, or there was something to, well, that's why the people have the straps now. A lot of the new straps have black on both sides, right? And it makes it much, much better. Tesvav, if you remove the tefillin because you have to go to the bathroom, when you put them on, you have to go back and make a bracha. And if you're middle of Birchas Kriyashma, you should not be mafsek with the brachas on the tefillin. Just put a below brachas, and after Shemoneh Esrei, you move the tefillin. And then you make the bracha, meaning move them to where they're no longer kosher, and then put them on, and then make the
What
bracha.
does
What
Rabbi?
does it? Yeah.
Sorry.
What
Go
does
ahead.
it? What does it help to have both sides black? That you don't now. You don't have to give charity in case it flips. Yeah, and also, there's no white there, so that the tefillin go start getting worn out.
So, but Lamaisa, you have to wear it the way it goes around your original wrap, original tight.
Yeah.
So, if it, even if it.
Yeah, on the 15th,
It's still not the
I
hatila. You
saw
still
it.
have to the hatila. You have to change it that it all follows the original circle.
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi,
What were you saying? Yeah.
if someone goes to the bathroom, they take the tefillin off, and they put it back on, you have to make another bracha.
So it depends which bathroom you go, what type of guy. If you're going for Gedolim, right, then you have to make a new bracha. If you're just throwing ketanim, then you don't have to make a new bracha because you're allowed to urinate when you have tefillin on. So we take them off as we go into a bathroom. But if you had to urinate in the outside or something, you don't have to take off your tefillin. Since you don't have to take off your tefillin, it's not considered a hefsek. But if you need to go to the bathroom for real, right, a bowel movement, then since you have to take off your tefillin, so maybe that's considered a hefsek. You have to make a new bracha.
The bathroom itself is not a hefsek.
No, because in theory you're allowed to go into the bathroom with the tefillin
So
on.
meaning if somebody just walks into the bathroom and out, then there is no question they shouldn't make a new brocha.
Okay, Vayeter. Tezayin calls much a tefillin olav lo yisich daitim in kalal. This is a really hard halacha to keep. I don't know if maybe for me, I don't know about anybody else. You're not allowed to be masiach das from the tefillin at all. Right? Meaning you have to be aware at all times that your tefillin are on your head. Chutz mi'bishas tefillah shmoneh esrei v'talmud Torah, except for during tefillah and Talmud Torah. Right? Because then you concentrate on the tefillah and the Talmud Torah. Fine. Meaning this is talking about in the days when people wore the tefillin, a whole day. So you had to be conscious that you had the tefillin on the whole time. Also, lecha ben sudas keva. You're not allowed to eat a sudas keva. Aval achilas arai, mutar lechel. Then, tikkun after davening, that's allowed. Velisha and afilu shinas arai also ben. But to sleep, even a temporary sleeping, it's also in the tefillin. Some do hold that if you have like a slight little dozing off, that it is allowed. A person has to feel a tefillin at all times. So that you shouldn't come to any hesach hadas. And first feel the shalyad, and then the shalroish. And it's a minig yafa to feel it, like when you say k'shartam. You feel the shelyad and then you kiss your finger. Right? I do the touching, I don't do the noishik part. Yudches, Milan B'Kaddish, let me read it. Right? You can only go up in Kaddish and not down. The tefillin shalroish kedushas and gedolim shalyad and kedusha of shalroish is holier than the shalyad. Fishi yesh ba arba batim, because it has four batim. The shalyad only has one, and the shalroish has four. Vegama shin, and also has the shin on it. V'chein ritzua shalroish b'shalroish. If you add the straps on the shalroish, also lasos and shalyad, you're not allowed to make them into the shalyad. Aval b'shalyad mutar lasos the shalroish, but the shalyad you can put into the shalroish. And the strap gets cut above, next to the knot. For right to the hafcha, and you want to turn it over. And now you want to turn it over, and you meaning you want to flip it. So also it's also. You have to make the knot on the end where it's there. Ein beshar tshuva. V'chein beretzua shal roish. Tzein beretzua shal roish. Also lafich ma shehoye b'soich ha-kesha sheyechutz l'kesha. It's also to flip it ma shehoye b'soich ha-kesha when it was inside the knot sheyechutz l'kesha, because the kesha is also more chashuv. Kis shah. So meaning, so basically you can't adjust your tefillin to move it up or down, the ritzuas. Kis shason lahachzik boi tefillin v'gam hechziku boi. If you made a bag to hold tefillin, and you actually put the tefillin in there, meaning you don't just have it in the store, you actually put it in there. Shuvasa, you're not allowed to use that kis. Davar shel chulin, you can't put anything of chulin into it because it has kedusha. Right? So then that means you can't put a siddur in there. So unless you had in mind before, then it would be okay. Your test and lachlis is a tefillin ad acher kedushas of valutzion. You should not take off your tefillin till after the kedusha of valutzion, right? Meaning the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Yiratzin, and then you should really take it off. Meaning when you're saying that last part, that yeah, over, meaning on Rosh Chodesh when you're taking off the tefillin before Musaf, that's when the Rabbah says you should take off the straps. And Makom Shenogin should be Yom Kriyas Sefer Torah in Machzirin Sefer Torah Ad Achar Kedushas Valutzion. Right, so meaning in the Svard where they don't say They don't put back the Torah till after Uvaltzion. Ain't chaltin as the tefillin anshe yichziru as the sefer Torah lahechol. You don't take off the tefillin until you put the sefer Torah to the hechol. Similar davar, vayaver malkum lufneim Hashem beroishim. Vayom sheyesh mila, and the day that has the mila ain't lachlis ad achar mila. You don't take off the tefillin until after a bris. I think the velt is not knowing this, and the reason why you don't take off the tefillin is because tefillin is an ice, right, and called the time, as long as the baby doesn't have his ice on him, which is the bris, so we keep our tefillin on. Rosh Chodesh chaltan kind of tefillas musaf, and Rosh Chodesh you take off the tefillin before musaf. But chol hamayit, that really comes because really we say keser, and you already have a keser. Chol hamayit sukkas kulam chaltan kaidem halal, everybody takes it off before halal. But chol hamayit pesach, hatibur chaltan kaidem halal, but chol hamayit pesach, everybody takes it off before halal. But shi'at tibur achar halal. That's an interesting din. I don't think we keep this. The reason why the chazan on sukkas has to take it off for halal is because you can't hold the lulav and esrog.
Event. I don't like to.
Right. So the Shliot Tzibur is after, so but on Pesach, so he doesn't, you don't want to be mafsik between the Chazaras HaShatz and the Halal. So therefore, he takes it off before. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a good Tvach and a good Yor. And a fine night.
Enjoy the next year.
Sure.
All right. Get a little break.